Okay, today we're going to learn Daf Mem Aleph Amud Beis. We are holding out the Mishnah on Daf Mem Aleph Amud Beis, about 8 lines into the page. Says the Mishnah, Yom Tov Rishon Shachag Shchalios B'Shabbos. If the first day of Sukkot falls out on Shabbos, Kol Amalichnas Lulvein LeBeis HaKnesses, everyone on Erev Yom Tov would bring their lulav to Shul, L'machras Mashkimenu Vatan, and then the next day they would show up early, Kol Echad Ve'Echad Makir Shalov, and everyone would find their own lulav, and they would take their own lulav. Yom Tov Rishon B'Lulav Shal Chaveiro, that because there is a din that you're not able to be Yotzei the mitzvah of lulav on the first day of Sukkot with somebody else's lulav. But shar yimos hachag, adam yotzei ide chavasa b'lulav v'shal chavero. Any other day after the first day, you can certainly use somebody else's lulav. V'hotzi es lulav v'rashus rabim, pater m'me shotzir b'rashus. Someone who forgot, someone who shachach and brought his lulav out to rashus rabim, I think I skipped something over there. Rabbi Yossi Amar Yom Tov Rishon Shel Chag Shchal Yos B'Shabbos. Rabbi Yossi says that if Yom Tov Rishon Shel Chag falls on a Shabbos, v'shachach, and a guy forgot his lulav, v'hotzias lulav Rosh Hashanah, and he brought his lulav out to the Rosh Hashanah, he's pater m'mnei shehotzio b'rashus, because he was in the middle of trying to do a mitzvah when he carried his lulav on Shabbos. So since he was toward b'mitzvah and he was thinking about doing a mitzvah, and that's why he got all caught up, so Rabbi Yossi holds that's called the tov b'dvar mitzvah, and a tov b'dvar mitzvah is going to be pater from a korban. So says Gemara Minani Mili, how do I know that first in the Mishnah, that you cannot be Yotzei with someone else's lulav on the first day of Sukkot? The Tan Rabban, the Braisa, teaches as follows: Ulekachtem shetei lekicha biyad kol echad ve'echad. From the word ulekachtem, we learn that every Jew is chayiv in netilas lulav. Lachem teaches us mishalachem, that it has to be yours. Lahotzias ha'shaul ve'sagazul, excluding that you cannot be Yotzei with a borrowed lulav or a stolen lulav. Mikan amar chachamim ein ladam Yotzei dechavasi b'yom tov rishon shel chag b'lulav shel chavero elim kenesan lulav b'matana. You cannot be Yotzei on the first day of Yom Tov with someone else's zulav unless he gave it to you as a real matana. And one time there was a group of halitanaim that were traveling on a boat. It was Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Shor, Elazar ben Azari, and Rabbi Kiva. Velohei lulav el Rabbi Gamliel b'vad shalakacha be'el of zuz. And the only one that had a lulav was Rabbi Gamliel, and he spent an exorbitant sum of money on it, 1,000 zuz. Nitol Rabbi Gamliel v'yatzvos. Rabbi Gamliel used it to be yotzei the mitzvah. And then unesana the Rabbi Shor. He gave it to Rabbi Yeshua as a gift. Nitala Rabbi Yeshua v'yatzabos. So Rabbi Yeshua, now that it belongs to him, was yotzei with it. Unesana Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah matana, and he passed it along to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah as a matana. Nitala Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah v'yatzabos. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah took the lulav and was yotzei the mitzvah himself with it. And then unesana matana to Rabbi Kiva. He gave it as a matana to Rabbi Kiva. Nitala Rabbi Kiva v'yatzabos. Rabbi Akiva took it and was yotzei with it. Ve'chziru l'Ram Gamliel, and he returned it to Ram Gamliel. So you see that they had to give it as a matana. They couldn't just lend it, because a loaned lulav would not be good enough. But lamili the memar achziro, why did it have to be returned back to Rabbi Gamliel as a matana? After all, everyone was already yotzei, and from that day on, you could be yotzei with someone else's lulav. So it says in our milsa agavurche kamashvalan, shematana al menachza achzir shema matana. It's trying to teach us an additional din, that Rabbi Gamliel, when he gave the lulav to these tanaim as a matana, it wasn't a regular matana. It was a matana al menas lahach. It was a matana on the condition that they ultimately give it back, and even that works. Even that counts as a matana. That would be enough for it to be considered lachem by these other tanaim. Ki hada amar Rava hal helucha esrog zeh al menas shetachzirehu li v'nitalo v'yatzabo. If you say, here's this esrog al menas that you give it back to me, and you the guy takes it and he's yotzei with it, hechziro yatza. So if he gives it back, then he's yotzei, because then it turns out that it was a valid matana. But lo hechziro, if he never gives it back, lo yatza, then it turns out that he wasn't yotzei the mitzvah whatsoever, because he never fulfilled the condition that the matana hinged on, so it never really became his. is. Another detail though that got mentioned. Why does it have to mention how much he spent on the lulav, that it cost elav zuz? Says Gemara, lahodiacha kama mitzvos chavivas aleihem, to let you know just how beloved and precious the mitzvos were to them, that he'd be willing to spend elav zuz on it. So a couple of main points over here. Number one, you need your own lulav on the first day of Yontif, but we learned from the story of the rabbis that Matan al-Manasa Hachzir works as well. Main point number two, Rabbi Yossi holds, when the first day falls out on Shabbos, if you walk out accidentally with your lulav, carrying your lulav, you're potter. And then, next main point, we have three lessons from the story with the rabbis on the boat. Number one, that you need your own lulav. You need to own your own lulav on the first day. Number two, that Matan al-Manasa Hachzir works. And number three, kama mitzvos chavivus aleihem, how precious the mitzvos were to the Heliga Tanaim. Now the Gemara brings another maisa that also relates to chavivus ha-mitzvah, how much they loved mitzvos. Amrle marbar amemel ravashi, Abba tzluye kamatz libe. Abba would daven with the lulav in his hand. That's how much he loved the lulav. But don't we have a din that a person is not allowed to hold tefillin in his hand or a sefer Torah in his lap while he davens? You're not supposed to hold foreign items in your hand while you daven. That's because the concern is that people are not going to be able to focus if they're worried about dropping something that's precious that they're holding in their hand while they daven. That's why I suggested in my sefer it might be one of the reasons that it might be problematic to daven from a smartphone, because unlike a sitter where it's used to enhance the tefillah, a smartphone has so many other functions that are inherently valuable, and you might be afraid to drop it, and that might distract one, aside from all the other bells and whistles on it, that might distract one from a proper tefillah. But anyway, so a person's not supposed to hold things in his hands when he davens, because he's not going to be able to focus. So velo yashin ben mayim, velo yishin ben loshinas keva, velo shenas arai, and you shouldn't urinate while holding them, nor sleep with them, because they might fall out of your hand, and it'll be a bizayin varmer shmuel. Sakinu ka'ara kikar ma'os harel kiyotzeben. Not only cheftze kedusha, a knife, a plate, a loaf of bread, money, anything that can get ruined by being dropped, we're also concerned. It's like a tefillin and sefer Torah, you're not allowed to daven while you're holding these things. So if that's the case, how is he allowed to hold a lulav while davening? Answers Gemara, Hasam lav mitzvinin hu v'taribuhu. Hacha mitzvinin hu v'lo taribuhu. Over there, everything that was mentioned in the Braisa, he's not being mekayim a mitzvah when he holds them. And therefore, it's going to be heavy for him, and it's going to be something that weighs down on his mind, and it's going to be burdensome for him, and he's not going to be able to focus. But over here, the lulav is a mitzvah, and since the mitzvah is so beloved to him, it's not going to distract him. It's adrab, it's only going to help him out. The Anshi Yerushalayim used to have the practice as follows: that Adam Yotzim Beso v'lulav biyado. They leave the house in the morning carrying their lulav. Holich lebeis haknesses lulav biyado. They'd go to shul carrying their lulav. Kori kriyashma v'spalel v'lulav biyado. They would say kriyashma. They would daven carrying the lulav. Kori b'torav no seis kapov. They do kriyas haTorah and the seis kapayim. Then manichal gabe karka. They couldn't carry the lulav while doing that. They'd have to put it on the ground. Holich levakir cholim lenachim velim. They would go to be mevakir cholim or to be menachim avelim lulav abiyada. They'd be carrying their lulav. Nichnas the beis hamidrash, when they'd come in to learn in the beis hamidrash, mishagir lulav abiyad no abiyad avdo abiyad shluchu. They'd give it to someone else, to their child, to their evet, to their shliach. Lest they be when they're caught up in their learning, they drop the lulav, so they have someone else hold on to it. So my kamashmalin, what's Rav Elazar Rav Tzadik teaching us by telling us all of these daily activities? Says the Gemara, lo diacha kama hayuzrizin b'mitzvos. To let you know, this is the activities of the daily activities of the Anshei Yerushalayim. This is how careful they were in mitzvos, that their every activity was a mitzvah. So the main point over here, that you're not supposed to hold the dalad min, that you are allowed to hold the dalad min while davening, even though you're not supposed to hold other valuables while davening, because holding it is a mitzvah, so it won't be a burden. It won't be a distraction. And then the last main point, the Anshei Yerushalayim had carried their lulavim wherever they went, because they were very much zariz in mitzvos. And we'll stop there at the two dots on the bottom of the page.